The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Is this thing on? Hello? Yo, right, okay. So, three uncomfortable truths. What is an uncomfortable truth? You know when somebody tells you that your breath stinks? That's quite uncomfortable, but it's the truth, and you needed to know it. If somebody tells you that you're not a pleasing person, that you understand all of a sudden that you're a twat and nobody likes you. It's uncomfortable, but it's true. But these uncomfortable truths, they don't appear to be too uncomfortable when I explain them, because they're kind of more of a collective truth rather than just attacks on individual people. The things that we all, or society, I would say, is a bit guilty of, but we can turn it around. So, three uncomfortable truths. Number one, what hurts my feelings doesn't make me or my group weaker. So what hurts my feelings doesn't make me or my group any weaker. You know, we've got a snowflake situation going on. People are very sensitive. You know, we all know lots of sensitive people. We're sensitive. We're all sensitive in our own way. And I think it kind of started around the 80s when everyone got their house a TV. So everyone kind of had the media in their house en masse, on scale, all at once. And for example, you know, let's just say there's a paedophile rapist on the loose. It might be one guy out of a whole area of millions of people, but everybody knows about that one guy. So mums might be more vigilant about letting the kids play out in the park, for example, just because of that one guy. That one guy was always there before everyone got a TV, but everyone knows about it now, so everyone's a little bit more vigilant. And this started to happen in the 80s. And then what ensued after that was like a generation of people who were just not as socialized as the generations before. They'd not been raised on the streets with each other as much. And it's getting worse and worse and worse, because now with social media, not only has everyone got a TV in the pocket, in the house, they've got one in the pocket as well. And people don't even need to leave their houses anymore. Kids don't even need to leave their houses. So they're really, it's kind of being amplified even more. So people are becoming very coddled. We need other people to manage our emotions for us, because, you know, you don't say anything to upset me because that's awful and I can't live with you saying that. You know, what someone says has no bearing on your life, really. People are so easily offended these days. And we're all having to sort of live with this monkey on our backs of whether we're going to put our foot in it or not, just because of other people's sensitivity. And, you know, it's important that we include all different kinds of people. You can be very inclusive of everyone and still say things as they are. Or that's what I believe. Because raising our kids to not go out as much, not allowing them to do stuff, coddling our kids is raising a generation of monsters, and things are just going to get worse. You know, with this snowflake stuff, it's important, because this is how we develop our social skills as kids. We get things socialized out of us. The shit parts of our personality, the unpalatable parts of our personality, get socialized out of us whilst we're young. You can't carry on pretending to be a pirate when you're 15 years old, because everyone will shun you. So you stop pretending to be a pirate. and you start acting more accordingly to the social environment. It's just common sense. You know, think we're all different at the end of the day. We can't. One thing I heard this child psychologist say is we often, when our kids are feeling left out and they tell us that their friends have shunned them, as a parent, I know this. I think, you know, I feel really sorry for my son or whoever it is, my daughters. I feel sorry for them, but it's really important we don't step in. They need to figure out how to carve their social persona themselves. We can't do it for them. We have to celebrate differences. Everyone's different. Celebrate them. Differences in sex, the in-group communications that we have, it just is the way it is, and that's that. So what hurts my feelings doesn't make me or my group weaker. So number two, following your gut instinct is not the answer. People love to say follow your gut. I can almost guarantee that you following your gut or me following my gut has been wrong more times than not. All right? We're driven by our ego. Our egos get in the way. Sex drive drives us forwards as men and women for different reasons. Our sense of belonging within a group, all really, really important parts of how we think as people. And they're the things that will cloud our judgment and our rationality in the heat of the moment, especially our egos. But I reckon two or three of the best decisions we've ever made probably came from the gut. But I reckon 100% of our bad decisions came from the gut too. And we need to start to get real with ourselves a little bit. It's like having that football player who puts one in top corner every once a month or scores a free kick, but is absolutely shocking the rest of the time. But everyone just goes by that free kick that he scores or that top corner he puts it in. But really, he's doing more harm than good being there. Same thing, following your gut is not the answer. What about self-proclaimed wisdom, Dean? Could you just be a little bit more specific of what you mean with that? Self-proclaimed. Is that when you think you know, but you don't actually know? Is that what you're talking about? So that's number two. Number three, the final one, uncomfortable truth. The world isn't a battle between good and evil people. The world isn't a battle between good and evil people. It's not black and white. It's not binary. It's not us versus them. It's not I'm the oppressed versus the oppressor, or I'm the oppressor versus the oppressed. The world is just complex. It's full of all different kinds of people with different goals, different dreams, different backgrounds, different histories, different perspectives. There's 7 billion people on the planet, all with a different perspective on life, and it's complex. And tribally, what we do is we try to put ourselves into a tribe straight away. We don't even realize we're doing it. Are we in the same tribe or are we not in the same tribe? We try to put ourselves into a tribe even when we're not thinking about it. And tribalism is detrimental, especially at the moment. It's detrimental. What actually is better is if we take time to understand each other. Just take the time. Not I'm right and they're wrong, so fuck them. Not that. They're different to me, so let me understand. And then us accepting things the way things are. Just accept it. Things are the way they are. Just accept it. And yes, you can change them, but you're not going to change it right now, in this instant. Facebook is an example of tribalism. Facebook is a prime example of tribalism. And the problem with Facebook is it's like road rage, because we're not actually seeing people's faces. They're not human to us. So it's much easier to put them in an out-group. So someone else who has a different opinion to you, they're definitely an out-group. When in fact, they're actually probably more or less the same. I have some best friends who I absolutely love, who have a completely different outlook on life to me, and that's fine. I don't fight with them, but we'll end up fighting on Facebook. But in real life, we really get on and we love each other. So, you know, that just kind of proves that how poisonous it can become. So Facebook does band us into different tribes. And I'm sure they're trying to work on that. But really, how effective can they be? How effective can a social media platform really be in stopping that when they want to keep us online? They don't want us face-to-face. They want us online. That's the whole point of Facebook. And that's where they get their ad revenue from. So we need to take the time to learn, take the energy to learn about other kinds of people, or we need to give the energy to just let go. One or the other, give the energy to learn or give the energy to let go. Because I've said it before, we're born looking like our parents, but we die looking like our choices. What choices are you making in where you spend your energy? Because that is ultimately how you end up living a good life. I love you guys, and I'll see you later on. Bye. The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Health, wealth, fitness, education, elevation.